when music therapist Casey DePriest discovered how great the need was for local families of kids and teens with autism, she developed a strategic plan that included a nonprofit and a day school, but she just didn't plan on it coming together so soon.
Once we started the nonprofit and really started, you know, spending time working with these kids with these strategies and these types of supports, it was so evident that they needed it now. So we have really pushed ahead to get this school up and running, really, to be honest, ahead of funding.
The school opens its doors tomorrow for students with severe autism spectrum disorder who had previously been placed in, quote, special education classes at traditional schools. Access Academy assumes that these students are capable of learning general education material, but they lack the body function to control their movement or sounds.
To be trapped in this body that doesn't work and have people not understand that is very oppressive. To have people segregate me into a classroom with other kids that supposedly can't learn when I know I can learn and I know I'm reading and I'm understanding these things, but I don't have a way to tell anybody else that I can do these things.
DePriest modeled the school after a similar one in Phoenix, Arizona, that receives funding from district public schools. The Evansville-Vanderburgh School Corporation says it currently does not recognize this method, which uses supported typing, because it is, quote, required to provide evidence-based practices for all students in special education classes. But DePriest couldn't wait for funding to appear. She says the students registered for class tomorrow are eager to, quote, use their voices and be active members of the community. Cass Harrington, WNIN News.